and smoker.
I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. What kind of world will we live in if the United States of America sees a dictator brazenly violate international law with poison gas and we choose to look the other way?
The president makes his case primetime on Tuesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And we're recognizing, acknowledging a tragic event in our history. 12 years ago today, 9/11 changed the fates and fortunes and the hearts and minds of so many in this country and, frankly, elsewhere as well. Where were you on 9/11? I bet you still remember where you were. I bet you remember leaving work, being glued to the coverage because you were in shock. And that was absolutely the buzz in the backyard. How could it be? How could it have happened? Didn't we know? Wasn't there a way to stop this? Syria has been going on civil war-wise for 2 years, 2.5 years. Over 100,000 people have been killed, but gas was where the line was crossed, and our president said a year ago, it's a red line. You go over that red line, and that's it. So did he make his case? Did it touch you and make you think, okay, I get it. I'm on board. Or were there more broad strokes and less specifics? And really, was it more like a sales pitch? In the end, he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card, if you know what I mean, because Congress is waffling all over the place on this. The vote in Congress has been held off, and probably for a good reason, because an informal tallies, it's not there in the Senate or the House. Russia comes in with a proposal for Syria to give up chemical weapons and to involve the international community. So now, Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with the foreign minister in Russia and working out some of the details to make this happen. Sergei Lavrov, his name is, or Lavrov, his name is. So what happens in that meeting is pretty big. What happens in the UN is also big, because there's another meeting over the same thing. Verifiable timeline and inventory access for Russia, the United States, the UN, and a delegation of others in the middle of the civil war that's going on, by the way, in Syria. Does this solve the dilemma? Most of what the president talked about, or if you were looking for the point of the speech, it was moral, moral, moral. We have a moral obligation, gassing children. Go look at the video, that's what he said. Go see the video for yourself. And you'll see what we're talking about. You heard just there what he said. Gas was used in World War I. The GIs, we know this. And two, the Holocaust, horrific. And in 97, there was an accord that was drawn up. 187 countries signed it saying they would not use gas, no chemical weapons, in other words. So what are we prepared to do? The president says if we allowed it to happen and didn't do anything about those chemical weapons, we would embolden Iran to continue to do what they're doing, and we would endanger Turkey, Jordan, and Israel. So we talked about a targeted military strike and then said, but wait a second, there might be another way that I was just telling you about. Russia. The Russians have proposed letting international delegates, the three groups, the main I mentioned, take control of the weapons in return for a promise from the United States not to strike. So it's on hold right now. We've hit the pause button. The proposal was dead in the House. It was failing in the Senate. And nothing in that speech is changing that. But what happens with this reset, I think, is all about the diplomatic approach to this. That's what's going to happen here. Be shocking if it didn't, because pretty much Assad has said that this is what they'll do. But it is very interesting if you think about it. Talk about talking out of both sides of your mouth. Assad, just 2 days ago, told Charlie Rose in an interview that the rebels used the chemical weapons. The Russians said the U.S. needs to back off of some of the rhetoric. The rebels used the chemical weapons, and now they're going to show us and give us the cachet of chemical weapons. So what'd they do? Have a key and they got in, the rebels? It's interesting, isn't it? But just push that aside. So there was a big corner that this president was absolutely trapped in, because that red line was crossed when Syria gassed its people on August 21st, killing almost 1,500. And that video was everywhere. Everybody saw the video. So Congress and you, my friends, didn't like the idea of getting involved in this Syrian situation. So almost every congressperson and Senate office, or senators, were bombarded with emails and letters and calls about why we shouldn't do this. All of the polls, doesn't matter whose poll it was, showed that overwhelmingly the American public does not want to be involved in Syria, especially any hint, any whiff of boots on the ground. So did the president make his case for a Syrian strike? I would say no, because I don't think he moved that needle with Congress. But he gets the bailout from the Russians anyway on the diplomatic front. Foreign policy-wise, this president, starting from the beginning of the year to now, is down almost 15 points in the polls. And you wonder how down we are in the court of public opinion outside of the United States as far as still being a country to be reckoned with. Coming up, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you are certainly free to do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Plus, we're going to mix in a controversy with a swimmer who tried many, many times to go from Cuba to Florida, finally does it, and now is answering questions about touching the boat. I think you know who it is. We're talking about that and mixing in more conversation about Syria as well on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To get Santa Claus to be the person. We trusted him. He's got some good basics that we don't care what his credentials are. Never got out of the water. Never touched the boat. Never got out. Was in the open sea the entire 53 hours. I never touched the boat in any way, not even an inadvertent touch.
Diana Nyad, who was being hailed as a hero just a week ago, defended her 110-mile swim from Cuba to Florida because people are questioning whether she held onto the boat, you heard her answer that there, or touched the boat in any way. She says she swam without being propelled or held up by any of the boats or people that were with her. She swam. She said she made it. She made it from the rocks of Cuba to the beaches of Florida. In an ethical, squeaky, clean fashion is what she called it. But people are being skeptical. They're critical about the long stretches of the 53-hour swim. They say she either picked up incredible speed or to have gone without food or drink is equally as incredible as what the criticism is. At some point, she doubled her average of 1.5 miles an hour, and that's where the scrutiny has really come in. Her team says that's because of the fast-moving Gulf Stream that was flowing actually in her favor. Man, she's 64 years old. She's tried to do this a couple of times, and she failed. I think you got to give her credit. Let's give her credit. We gave Lance Armstrong credit for all those years that he was on the bike when he was actually cheating and won the Tour de France. And now this poor woman has literally killed herself trying to accomplish what she accomplished. Now she's under the microscope after being applauded and given medals and keys to cities in a very short amount of time. People want to just step on her. That's what we do sometimes in the nation. We build you up and then we tear you down. Matt, you were questioning the whole thing with clearing jellyfish. What do you make of this controversy?
It's just more controversy for her. I don't know. I was said it was a little shady from the beginning, and now the facts come out that she's doubling her speed, And they're using something where she said that, or her team is saying that she was following currents and that was enabling her to do that. But I don't know. It seems a little fishy, just like this stretch is all of a sudden she's doubling her speed for a little bit. I don't know.
Well, maybe there was like a little mini tsunami that pushed her closer to the shores of Florida and along with the current.
We'll have to get the ATN weather staff on that.
That's right. Where are they in that plush studio up there in Minneapolis? Somewhere they're hiding out.
They come out when we get snowed in.
That's right. Then we get the full report. I mean, 1.5 miles an hour, so the doubling the average. And I think it's true, though. If you had fast-moving waters, that would change it. It's almost like those, just think of it in a different way, as like rip tides. Have you ever gotten in the water and all of a sudden you look down and you're halfway down the beach and you don't know how you got there? And it seemed like mere seconds because of how strong the current is. So she had to have certain, I don't know that I doubt that, the strong current thing. Because she was honest about every other time she failed, and it doesn't make any sense that, oh, geez, let me make this the time that I'm going to just fudge and who cares. You know, there's just two kinds of people. Either why totally break the rule and do something cockamamie, especially when you've tried so hard to do it and you failed. It doesn't make
the
sense.
The easiest way to do it is just film the entire thing.
That's true. Just roll the camera 53.
So why weren't they filming it? If she had this crew there the whole time, why not just film the entire thing?
I don't know. I know they film stretches of it, but so maybe that's it. They just film stretches and they don't want to film the whole thing. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, that's
the way you avoid the controversy. You put it all out on film.
That's right. Because our lives are like reality television. If you're going to challenge and you're going to do some kind of a feat of whatever feat it is, whether it's jumping off your roof to the highest height ever, but you're going to land on a mattress, you've got to tape
it. If the Russians can put dash cams on every one of their cars, why can't we put one on the boat and follow this woman?
Well, I say she's got to do it over. Let's have her do it over. I think somebody out there with a ton of money should give her $1 million to just redo. Let's like we all are famous for doing now with our politics and everything else, let's just hit the rewind button. Let's just do it all over again. Now, she did follow what they call a streamer dangled in the water, you know what they are, just like what we fish with it, by her team. And she had a specialized mask and bodysuit to protect herself from the jellyfish, which are, in those areas, considered more serious of a threat than the sharks. So some people in the marathon swimming community already said that that violated the traditions of the sport. But she applied to everything else. She didn't hold the boat. She didn't use equipment, the flippers, you know. She didn't do any of that kind of stuff. She had the protective suit, which was the only way to survive the jellyfish. And she said she was open to sharing that with future swimmers. Man, if I were her, I would just dump it. Just forget it. Just take the record and run. Just let the cynics be the cynics and critics. Don't even worry about it. All right, this isn't about cynics and critics. This is about if you're a man, you better be really careful about who you pick as your bride. And maybe vice versa, because we've seen women get burned in this direction, too. Do you really know your spouse? A woman in Montana is accused of shoving her husband off a cliff after an argument. And here's the interesting part of this. They'd only been married for a week. Jordan Lynn Graham made an appearance in court to face a second-degree murder charge. If she's convicted, she gets life or could face life. She told a friend she was having second thoughts about marrying Cody Johnson, and they'd only been married for just a little more than a week. They were arguing. They decided to go for a hike in Glacier National Park in Flathead County, Montana. They continued to fight. She told police that her husband grabbed her by the arm. She turned and she removed it. And then she said she pushed with both hands in the back, hit him in the back. And as a result of that, he fell face first off the cliff. His body was discovered days later. Oof. Wow. And here's what's weird, too. She told a friend she planned to talk with Johnson, her husband, about her reservations. And that same day, she sent the friend in a text message saying, oh, well, I'll, she said something like, oh, well, I'm about to talk to him. Oof. That is rough. What's that whole, that saying about hell hath no fury? Then a woman that's upset with you? We could just change it to something completely different. Wow. That is shocking, I'm sure, for the family. Imagine getting that phone call, and they were young. Sorry to tell you this, but we found your son at the bottom of Glacier Park, and he apparently has been shoved by his brand new wife right off the cliff. And the odd part is that she, and this is the giveaway part, she wasn't hysterical over the whole thing, and as though she was so calm and collected. Ooh, all signs point to something's wrong here. Something's definitely wrong here. All right, and this one uplifting note, too, that I'm going to throw out here with our mini odds and ends segment. You know the radio personality Robin Quivers? If you ever listened back in the day to Howard Stern, you know who she is. She would laugh and joke around with him and has always been with him, really, his entire career. She had cancer. And at first they didn't tell anyone about it, and her cancer she had was pretty serious. But she got treatment, lots and lots of chemotherapy and other things, and they think her cancer is gone. And she was shocked when she got the cancer, but because they found a mass in her pelvis, but she had surgery and whatnot, and it was like 12 hours of surgery, and it turned out that the mass that she had was cancerous, and it had tissue that was migrating, you know, even further. It was about the size of a grapefruit. So the operation took 8 hours to remove the tumor because it was so big. It was lying, this is crazy, on all the organs, they said, in her pelvis. So they literally had to scrape it off when they got to it. Oh, my, oh, my. But the good news is she was doing her show at her house and through the whole thing practically, and nobody knew. And they said that she is cancer-free. So how about that? Stay with us. More to come on this version of America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
The president's address, and of course, Syria, as we have been for the last couple of weeks, for that matter, for the last 2 years, we've talked about Syria here on America Tonight. And each and every week, we talk with my pal Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. He is the marketing chef, he's the messaging, branding, and strategy expert, and also professional speaker. And I'll tell you what, it's perfect to have Andrew on here to get his take on what the message was starting off this. It's not a speech, but starting off the address, the president said he resisted calls for military action in Syria because we can't solve someone else's civil war through force, but then said the situation profoundly changed back on August 21st. Then he laid out a whole bunch of other things and ended up in the middle talking about targeted military strikes, and at the end crescendoing it with, we'll wait and see what happens diplomatically because of Russia's offer to get involved talking with Syria about getting rid of chemical weapons and doing this without that force that he mentioned at the top, that it, if he could do it through diplomacy, that was, of course, the way they had done things in the past. So it was kind of one of those messages that, to me, took 3 different turns. You listened to it, Andrew. What did you think?
Well, I think President Obama's speech was almost entirely lacking in passion and really very few and really devoid of any new arguments. And I think left a lot of people with more questions than answers regarding Syria. We are in a situation where I think one of the polls I read that 14% of people said only 14% of people of the population claim they have some degree of understanding of what's going on in Syria. And I don't think he laid out really, I mean, there was a few elements, but I think it would have left most people, if you look at the average American who's probably watching that, I think it left them with more questions than answers, don't you?
I do. I think he was clear. It was almost like someone was listening to talk radio and the op-ed pieces in the Washington Post and other newspapers of record and whatever, and that he was addressing some of that because he said, you know, I realize that the people were critical of certain things, specifically saying one veteran wrote to him saying that the nation is sick and tired of war, and then the president saying he's not going to put boots on the ground, he's not going to pursue an open-ended action, he's not going to pursue a prolonged air campaign. Instead, it would be a targeted strike. So
exactly, which I think is indicative that he is leading from behind.
Yes.
Okay, again, that you have a situation here where he is reacting to popular opinion, what's being said in the media, versus looking at the intelligence that he has access to and presenting that to the American people in a way that's a cogent and clear, and from a leadership position. You don't lead by reacting to people's opinion. That is not leadership.
No, and particularly when you are the president of the free world, it doesn't, you know, can you imagine Winston Churchill being concerned? And of course, you know, people say many things about Winston Churchill that, oh, what a leader he was, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. But there were times when he was criticized, but he didn't care. He just did what he thought was the correct thing to do and shook it off. And I think you're absolutely right. This is the problem. You cannot play both sides of this. I certainly wouldn't want this job, but if you're the president and you know you're going to get shellacked no matter what, you're not 100% popular. Nobody is in any of these positions. So you said it correctly. I think you go by what the intelligence shows you, what you're seeing, and read that and go by that. Because, you know, here's the other thing with this idea that there's going to be this meeting with the Russians, and what's going to happen is the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is being sent to have a conversation with Russia's foreign minister where they can see if they can work out this verifiable timeline and inventory and access to the inventory of the chemical weapons, and also with the UN involved in this. And, you know, Andrew, this will take years, first of all.
Yeah. And again, we're not taking initiative. We're not showing leadership here. We're already hearing that the Russians are going to put forward a proposal to the UN Security Council. The French are also putting a proposal in front of the UN Security Council. Where's America? Where's our leadership role in this? We're following behind. Yes, I know this also started with Secretary Kerry making that offhand comment, saying that America, the attack by the Americans would be called off if the Syrians turned over all their chemical weapons to an international body. And then he throws out the statement, well, that isn't going to happen. Well, why are you making that statement in the first place?
Right.
Well, the Russians immediately saw an opening there, and of course, they are allied with Syria. So it's a bit of a bizarre situation again, peel back the onion. Here you have an ally of Syria then that jumps on the diplomatic solution, and they're going to end up getting credit. Who knows? Putin will end up, you know, with a Nobel Peace Prize perhaps out of this.
Right.
I mean, it's preposterous. And again, we're showing our lack of, it's showing again, and we've talked about this a few times before, appeasement and trying to make everybody happy is not a foreign policy strategy, nor is it effective, and doesn't show that America is a leader anymore in the diplomatic world stage of geopolitics.
Yeah, I agree. Well, another statement that it's interesting in kind of playing off of what you were just talking about, one of the other things I picked out of what he had to say is the president said he agrees the U.S. should not be the world's policeman, which is what you hear all over talk radio, and said he has a deeply held preference for peaceful solutions, but the United States doesn't do pinpricks. Well, that's what he's suggesting with a targeted strike. Because he said he doesn't want to take out a dictator, but we're going to have a targeted strike just so that we can show that, yes, we will respond, but we're not going to respond with mighty force, really. I mean, yes, it would be a targeted strike, but we're not trying to take Assad out. And he said that specifically. We're not going to take a dictator out because we saw what happened before, meaning Iraq, what happened there, and that then there's chaos and who's in charge, and we don't want to take the blame for it. So it's almost like it really is to me like he went down, or the people around him, because that's certainly the people in the inner circle, they put a list of objections on the board and what people are saying, and they went one by one to knock down those objections like you were doing a debate almost. Without debating someone else, you just know they're out there, and you're just addressing all the concerns. Because if you line up everything that was said in the speech, that's how it reads.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I think there's been a little talk of this, but this is a historic moment.
Yeah.
This is the eve of 9/11. Let's not forget that. Tonight is the eve of 9/11.
Yeah.
And here we are in 12 years ago, 3,000 people died in a single day. And I think if the president had said something like, yes, 12 years ago, we lost 3,000 people in a day. The Syrians are losing more than that every 2 weeks. 2 million people have had to flee their homes. Those are the kind of pictures that a lead, I mean, that would be Churchillian, mm-hmm. You know, if he'd have said something like that. And that here you have a dictator that uses nerve gas against his own people. And it takes some degree of leadership to explain to the Americans what's really, you know, going on here. There is no easy answer. I mean, I get that. And we get that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, taking the leadership and saying, okay, what if we had been the ones? What if Kerry had stepped out and made that instead of just doing an offhand remark? Why didn't America say that's what needs to be done? Okay, we have a military option. We have a diplomatic option. And things would have been very, very different as we look at the eve of 9/11. Again, it would have put us in a position where we're showing leadership to the world. And one can show leadership, not just militarily, but also diplomatically. We've taken the back seat on both.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think now this, you know, wrapping things up, this gets booted into next week. I mean, the president said there's a delay on the vote. We'll see what unfolds with the UN and this meeting with Russia. So this gets kicked into next week as well. So if there was going to be a call for serious, we're going in no matter what the opinion polls say or whatever, it had to happen way before this, I think.
Yeah. And just to pick up on another point, I think you made a good point just now, Kate, also, is the fact of how long will it take to do all this verification?
Mm.
And I think taking the position, another potential option, that's all very nice with people taking resolutions to the United Nations, but let's not forget, the UN didn't do much about Bosnia. When there were horrific things going on in Bosnia, What helped that situation was NATO went in there, okay? And that turned out to be a good thing. I think sometimes you've got to show the good positive examples. You know, we have a tendency to show the negative. It's easy to jump on the negative. But there have been situations where military force with a coalition of the willing and can make things happen. And, again, we're losing out here.
Absolutely.
And I think we're moving more and more to this isolationist, defeatist mm-hmm. mentality. It's just one more nail in the coffin that America is no longer a force to be reckoned with, either diplomatically or militarily.
I was just going to say that we're not the force to be reckoned with any longer. Absolutely. All right, Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kay.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
America tonight. You know, it was 12 years ago. Most of you listening to me at this point know it's just the start of what would be 9/11. And for so many years, I've talked about what that meant to me being in New York and thinking as the first plane went through the building that's the one everybody talks about, World Trade Center. The thought was that this was just some strange thing. How could a plane be off course? How could that happen? And then once the second plane went into the next World Trade Tower, we knew that it was obviously a terrorist attack, and it has changed our lives immensely since then. But when I look back at 9/11, even having been there and working in New York and whatnot, I think that it affected people outside of the city just as deeply, and it certainly turned so many lives around with businesses that just seemingly went bust overnight. and so many layoffs and the really paranoia and worry and just unbelievable things that happened in the years that followed that, because we, it was like we were reacting. And this goes to what I often say my frustration is, my biggest frustration with Washington, with politics, is that we are really always reacting to things. Oh, no, here's another crisis. I understand crises happen. People do stupid things. There are those who would be fraudulent and try to rip us off and all that kind of stuff. You know, because politics, like sports, like any business, you have a microcosm of society, so you're going to have great people and you're going to have awful people and you're going to have people who are trying to scam other people. But the reactive thing, to me, is way too prevalent. Nobody wants to be accountable, and everybody wants to react to something somebody else has done that ends up affecting all of us across the country. And this goes back to 9/11 with the blaming of the agencies and how come they weren't sharing information. And, geez, the question of we could have perhaps stopped the attack, because if we realized that people were plunking down, the terrorists, handfuls of them, were plunking down a giant chunk of money and then didn't want to learn how to land planes, hello, red flag, nothing, and then not sharing any links to what maybe would have stopped what had happened on 9/11. And then we reacted to every single thing that happened. Oh, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber in Miami. Of course, plane didn't blow up, but he had explosives on the shoes, so then everybody has to take off their shoes when they go through the TSA security. And all the ridiculous things that have happened with airport security along the way because of trying to stop something that almost happened, or intelligence that says this could have happened, and you know all the stories. So in so many ways, our lives were altered emotionally, financially, security-wise. And I think also the feeling that maybe in other countries, the United States is, they're powerful. That is the land of opportunity where you can say what you want, you can do what you want, and you have the chance, even if you are poor as dirt, to climb up to who knows what heights. I think so much of that started to unravel after 9/11. And, you know, the word would be, well, you should still spend money because nobody's spending money, so you still need to spend money. And what a game changer that was. So was it a game changer, changing gears, with the president's speech that he gave to the nation earlier on Tuesday night in prime time? Did you change your mind about what the president said, or action or inaction on Syria? And it was a game changer in the sense that if you hadn't heard about Russia and what was happening with Syria and possible diplomacy, but that still has to be played out, as does the drama in Congress. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, you know, this morning we sent a contingent of bikers to the 2 million biker rally in D.C., and that is going to be massive. Just in about it's almost 2 o'clock. In about I'd say 5.5 hours, you're going to have a hideous traffic jam in Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, they were upset about that. They were trying to ban them from, they wanted to go down parts of Washington, parts of the main fair near, kind of near the White House. But and that was in response to the Muslim march on 9/11.
Yeah, and Muslim march, like, disappeared. They even changed the name to, like, you know, the Happy American March or some crap.
But, yeah.
But see, they shot, the people in D.C. shot themselves in the foot, because the motorcycle people, all we wanted to do was ride through. And that would have been, you know, maybe 2 hours, and that was it. But now, since they didn't allow that, Okay, they're going to have to stop at every traffic light, at every stop sign, and there's going to be masks. It's going to be bad. So for y'all people out there in the BQ area, call in sick if you know what's good for you. Another positive thing is USA 2, Mexico nada in the soccer game.
I know. And, you know, with everything else that's happened, here I am, sports girl on the side, and we didn't even talk about that, but I'm glad you brought that up. That is huge because, I mean, seriously, anyway, anytime you can wave that banner, clinching a World Cup berth, no less, over Mexico, absolutely, you're 100% right. That is the daily salute, yeah.
Hey, and listen, okay, stalling, okay, is the number one tactic for the communists. Throughout their history, it has been stalling, okay? They did that in Vietnam. They would argue about the size of the table, the angle of the table, how many chairs, the shape. You know, the Russians are just stalling. And I cannot believe that no one is saying, wait a minute, the Russians are coming up with this idea? They're the ones that are going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to make sure that the gas weapons are you know, taken out, and we're going to get into the... Wait a minute. The Russians are on the Syrian side, okay? That's like Peyton Manning coming up to the referee and saying, hey, look, don't worry about calling the game. I got it. I'll make sure my guys, you know, don't go offside. My guys are not going to have any clips. They're not going to, you know, be in motion and everything.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous. The Russians have been the allies of the Syrians for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, and they know that. The thing is, really, Kerry floated this idea, but the dummy pretty much handed it to Putin on a silver platter. And so now the Russians will take credit for that if this is the way everything goes, and wasn't it great? But we need to have definite verification and accountability on every single chemical weapon. And it wouldn't just be the Russians that would be part of the contingency. The U.S. would be there. There would be the U.N. And it's going to be a nightmare even to try to work that out. But it is, it's funny that you say that thing about stalling, because you could almost say that in reverse. It's a great way to stall this whole thing. And then you think about this, Tomas, thanks. You think about this. The Civil War is going on there. So it's bringing people in, getting chemical weapons, all of that is in the middle of a war where you don't walk down the streets of Damascus or even half of the other little villages or cities not too far out of Damascus. And even in the farther ranges, you have to be careful, too, as well, because the key thing is here, war. Over 100,000 people killed by Assad's military, and then others certainly hit by the rebels, too. They have their own collateral damage, whether they want to admit that or not. All right, remember, you can always throw in your two cents. We have this carryover effect. If you join us in the next hour, 855-266-5283. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.